No matter what part of the journey you are on, whether or not you've started or you are just beginning to tap your ideas and your toes into the idea of building a micro school, I understand that fear and doubt is a part of this journey, and overcoming it is quite the feat. Because listen, what you are doing requires courage, it requires resilience, it requires unwavering belief in yourself and your vision. But how do you conquer the inner demons that hold you back? Today, I want to explore some powerful strategies together because we are in this as a community, and you breaking free from the shackles of self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and fear of failure, they have to go. It's time to break free, and it's time to be empowered in your entrepreneurial spirit so that we are able to take on life's greatest blessing and your purpose in life. Your dreams are about to take flight. Now is the time to cast aside your fears, your hesitations. No more waiting in the shadows. No more doubts holding you back. No more doing this alone. Your dreams are taking flight, and Micro School Masterminds is here to fuel your journey. It's your time. Your destiny awaits. We are about to soar together into a future of limitless possibilities. You are a Micro School pioneer. It is with immense joy and excitement that I announce the grand opening of Micro School Masterminds that will not only help you to start your micro school, but grow your existing micro school by maximizing your time, optimizing your finances, and helping you master your marketing. To those brave souls already navigating the micro school universe, you understand the deep passion and commitment required to provide this truly exceptional educational experience. But oh, the challenge that you may be facing, the stranded feeling of isolation and knowing that this is your first time becoming a CEO. There are so many things that you are learning and that you are wanting to employ, but you cannot do it alone. The endless juggle of the task at hand, becoming an administrator, but also teaching and also wanting to grow what you've already started. We are here together with your time, your marketing, your finances, your planning. Fear no more. Micro School Masterminds is helping to be your guiding light. For those already on this incredible journey, our membership is tailored to maximize your precious time. Imagine having a dedicated space to share your resources, to get the support you need, to collaborate with fellow educators and access expert guidance, advice, videos, and group coaching on marketing, finances, and your time. And for those of you who are hesitant, peering into the world of starting your micro school or your homeschool hybrid program with trepidation, we understand your fears, the legalities, the marketing, the hiring, the space. Where do you even begin? But breathe easy, because Micro School Masterminds provides the roadmap you've been searching for. Our membership offers step-by-step guidance on navigating the legal landscape, crafting effective marketing plans, and even assistance with hiring the perfect team to bring your vision to life. So whether you're a seasoned micro school owner yearning for more efficiency, or a teacher with a dream and a spark of uncertainty, Micro School Masterminds is your beacon of hope. With us by your side, you'll not only survive, but thrive in the dynamic world of micro schooling and starting your homeschool hybrid. Doors are open, friends. Let's embark on this journey together. Micro School Masterminds, www.teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds. We're waiting for you. It's time to let your light shine. If you haven't got a chance to listen to the last episode, I highly recommend you do so. And as I mentioned on social media, cue the Kleenexes. Wow, wish somebody would have had a Kleenex, or wish I would have had that next to me, because it was definitely a very emotional intro into what we are talking about today. And that's overcoming doubt, fear, and really anything that is prohibiting you from being able to move on and forward with your dreams and your aspirations. First and foremost, we have to recognize that fear and doubt are natural parts of life, and they're definitely natural parts of the entrepreneurial journey. It's okay to feel scared or uncertain. And I tell you that it's okay, because I just want you to know it's not uncommon. This is going to happen. But it's what you do in the face of fear that matters the most. And in the last episode, I talked about taking massive action during that really scary, dark time, personally and professionally last year. And embracing your fear is really a sign that you're stepping outside of your comfort zone. We've been talking a lot about this even in my house because I really need to get on a better routine and get really more intentional with my exercising. But I'm just really in the comfort zone, guys. I'm just really have been enjoying all that I've been doing to create Micro School Masterminds. Like, I love it. I'm super passionate about it. I'm really excited for our school and the direction that it's going. And I know that that purpose is very fueling to me. It feels like I've worked out, but I know that I do need to exercise, but I am just totally in my comfort zone. But when we're stepping out and we feel fearful and we're really growing, and my husband talks about this a lot as well with our daughters, because there are things that our daughters need to do to help them to grow. And fear is definitely what keeps them comfortable. And I'll kind of go back and forth with him, like, honey, she's only in sixth grade. You know, you don't have to switch her team. She's just having a little moment. And he's like, no, we need to switch it because she needs to be able to grow, honey. She's too comfortable and she needs to be pushed. And I'm like, oh, but, you know, the mama bear. And we do that to ourselves. So honestly, we need to reframe fear as excitement. We just got to do it. Anticipation, opportunity. That's really what I look at it as. And to fuel us, to prepare us to move forward. So recognizing that it's just natural, like anytime you feel fear, like, okay, I know this is fear talking. I'm feeling fearful. This is a natural thing. Everybody's going to go through it. Mackenzie's gone through it. Other people have gone through it. People in our group have gone through it. We got this. We know. I know what it is. I got to keep moving. I got to keep going. Plus, I think it's very important that you really do challenge the voices in your head and that you've challenged your inner critic so that you can create a growth mindset. You may not even really recognize, though, what is being said. So the other day I woke up and immediately I felt really well, but then I got a text message and it just ticked my ticker for a minute. And then I kind of went through this negative cycle of, well, this and this and this, and then what if this, and then I should blah, blah, blah. It was just not good. And I was like, Mackenzie, your thoughts right now are really bad. Like, they're bad. You're having some negative self-talk. I've noticed this for the past couple of weeks when I do start to talk negatively. I'm like, whoa, hold on, sister. You better change those thoughts. You better change that voice. And I'm actually just so proud of myself that I even recognized it. Because I think that there was a time in my life that I lived with it. I lived with that inner critic, horrible, negative self-talk. Especially whenever I first started building our micro school, I was so negative towards myself. I didn't think that I was good enough. I didn't think I could handle it. I didn't think that what I was doing, I was just so insecure. And it really beat me up. So I think the first step is to notice, one, that you feel fearful. Notice, two, if you're having a lot of negative self-talk. And what really helped me is right after that, I went and I read the scriptures. I started journaling. And I felt a million times better. So first I had to recognize it and I had to stop and I had to switch gears. Negative self-talk really is so hindering, as we know. You have to remind yourself of past successes. And that's really what happened after I had these negative self-talks and I was writing in my journal. I was like, oh my gosh, look at all the things that God's done for us. Look at all the things that have happened. Look at all the success story. Look at all of this. But I had to make it visible. First off, I had to acknowledge it, and then I had to make it visible because it showed me so much strength. It showed me achievements. It helped me to celebrate. And embracing failure as a learning opportunity really is a must in this situation because you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have times where it doesn't work. You're going to have times where you take action and you don't think that you're getting the results that you need. But if you really are able to look at this as a stepping stone, like, okay, this happened. Okay, our school got flooded. All right, we got to find a new location. Okay, I didn't have that planned. All right, I'll get better next time. Oh, I didn't explain this well enough. It didn't work out. Okay, I'm going to do better next time. Okay, I'm just going to get better. That's having a growth mindset. That's what we want our kids to have. We'll be able to approach challenges so much better with resilience, with optimism, with determination. And then, of course, when you're feeling overcome by fear and doubt, you definitely have to surround yourself with a supportive community, mentors, people who have either walked it or are walking it with you, and cheerleaders. You don't just need somebody who's going to be like, okay, do this, now do this, do this. Like, a coach is great for that. But there's also, in the game of football, there's coaches and there are cheerleaders and there are fans. You need it all. This is the game of life. This is the game of building a school. You don't just need a coach and a mentor. You don't need just someone telling you how to run plays. You need the people on the sidelines that are going to be cheering for you to keep going. So cheerleaders, coaches, mentors, peers, your friends in the stands, like all those people are important, who believe in you and your vision. And if you don't know who they are, stop right now and let's start making a list. Just literally make a list. If you feel like you're alone and nobody supports you, I know you can find a handful of people. I know you can, who care about you and they love you and they want to see you succeed. If you can't find them, you better make sure you're in Micro School Masterminds, because we see you, we love you, and we're there for you. We're here to help you. We're here to coach you. We're here to show you plays, and we're here to cheer for you. So seeking out mentors who've actually literally walked the entrepreneurial path before you can offer guidance, advice, encouragement. And it's really important that you are staying connected and in a network with people who understand your struggles and are able to give you triumphs along the journey, provide you with empathy. Like, I understand what you're feeling. Support. I know. Here's what you could do. Accountability. Did you do this? I just got off of a phone call a couple weeks ago with someone who I was coaching. We didn't even open up a game plan. We didn't even open up her coaching notes. I just sat and listened to her heart. And after that, I actually sent her a message of some songs I wanted her to listen to and just some strategies that I wanted her to employ for her own mental health. You don't have to do this alone. Lean on your community for strength and inspiration, because a lot of times you already know what to do. You just don't realize you know what to do. You just need people beside you to cheer you on, to give you that hope and that faith. And of course, always making sure that you practice self-care, prioritizing your mental, emotional, physical well-being. You have to take time to rest, recharge, rejuvenate your mind, your body. Go get yourself a smoothie. Go take a bike ride. Go take a walk. Start incorporating like really good nighttime routines, morning routines, meditate, exercise, journal, read, get creative. Oh my gosh, I've been so having so much fun with Micro School Masterminds and all of the creative work that I get to do and all of the creative work that I get to do as a leader for Lighthouse Learning. I'm just so grateful for that. You get to have so much creative expression as an entrepreneur. I know we can get thick in the weeds of looking at our finances and looking at funding and looking at all these big words and finding location. But what are you doing for fun? What are you doing for the things that make you happy? Try your best to find those. Put it into a little routine, reduce your stress, boost your resilience, and just foster your inner peace. You cannot pour from an empty cup. You know that. So you have to take care of yourself so you can show up as your best self for your business, for your school, for your community. And finally, I'm going to say it again. You have to take action despite your fears. And the best way to overcome fear and doubt is to take small, consistent steps toward your goals. You got to break down the big task. We really have to break down the big task. Like, what do you need to do? I got to enroll students. Okay, what does that look like? Break it down. Well, I got to get my introductory packet. Got to make sure I got an email. Need to make sure I got my social media. I literally work with people on how to break that down. And it's so important, because you got to look at big tasks as projects and break them down into smaller steps, setting little deadlines, holding yourself accountable, and rewarding yourself. Like, okay, if I do this, I'm going to get to, what's it going to be? Watch a Netflix show. I'm going to get to, what's it going to be? Go get a Starbucks. Celebrate every small win along the way. You cannot let fear paralyze you into inaction. So courage is not the absence of fear. It's literally taking action in spite of it. So if you implement these really powerful strategies, they seem so invisible, make it visible to overcome fear and doubt. You really will be empowered with an entrepreneurial spirit. You're going to unleash your full potential as an educational entrepreneur. Prioritize self-care, supportive community, embrace it. Fear as a sign of growth. Get out of your comfort zone. Cultivate a growth mindset. Take action. And that action can be to also join Micro School Masterminds. You are 1 week away from introductory pricing. So after this 1 week, our introductory pricing is going to go away. We are so grateful for those who are started out with us from the very beginning. That's why we are giving you introductory pricing. Come May, it's still an amazing opportunity. You still want to get in. It's still a phenomenal price with coaching and questions and answers and a community and courses and more resources uploaded. Literally, it's an ongoing growing community. It's not stagnant. We're here for the longevity. We're here for life. So it's still a wonderful price. But if you want to get in now at introductory pricing, head on over to teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds. No matter what, that's where you go, no matter when you're listening to this episode. We can't wait to see you there. We cannot wait to learn with you, grow with you, and we love you, and we're here for you, and we thank you so much for taking the time, pour into yourself, to your community, and to the Teacher Let Your Light Shine podcast. We'll see you on the other side. Your dreams are about to take flight. Now is the time to cast aside your fears, your hesitation. No more waiting in the shadows. No more doubts holding you back. No more doing this alone. Your dreams are taking flight, and Micro School Masterminds is here to fuel your journey. It's your time. Your destiny awaits. We are about to soar together into a future of limitless possibilities. You are a Micro School pioneer. It is with immense joy and excitement that I announce the grand opening of Micro School Masterminds that will not only help you to start your Micro School, but grow your existing Micro School by maximizing your time, optimizing your finances, and helping you master your marketing. To those brave souls already navigating the Micro School universe, you understand the deep passion and commitment required to provide this truly exceptional educational experience. But oh, the challenge that you may be facing, the stranded feeling of isolation and knowing that this is your first time becoming a CEO. There are so many things that you are learning and that you are wanting to employ, but you cannot do it alone. The endless juggle of the task at hand, becoming an administrator, but also teaching and also wanting to grow what you've already started. We are here together with your time, your marketing, your finances, your planning. Fear no more. Micro School Masterminds is helping to be your guiding light. For those already on this incredible journey, our membership is tailored to maximize your precious time. Imagine having a dedicated space to share your resources, to get the support you need, to collaborate with fellow educators and access expert guidance, advice, videos, and group coaching on marketing, finances, and your time. And for those of you who are hesitant, peering into the world of starting your micro school or your homeschool hybrid program with trepidation, we understand your fears, the legalities, the marketing, the hiring, the space. Where do you even begin? But breathe easy, because Micro School Masterminds provides the roadmap you've been searching for. Our membership offers step-by-step guidance on navigating the legal landscape, crafting effective marketing plans, and even assistance with hiring the perfect team to bring your vision to life. So whether you're a seasoned micro school owner yearning for more efficiency or a teacher with a dream and a spark of uncertainty, Micro School Masterminds is your beacon of hope. With us by your side, you'll not only survive, but thrive in the dynamic world of micro schooling and starting your homeschool hybrid. Doors are open, friends. Let's embark on this journey together. Micro School Masterminds, www.teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds. We're waiting for you. It's time to let your light shine.